With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. In Washington, Defense Secretary Hegseth says President Trump maintains a firm grip on the timeline for ending the war with Iran. He told reporters today at the Pentagon.
But also recognizing this country's conditioned to previous leaders, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama or Joe Biden, who had these expansive, nebulous mission sets that kept changing all the time. And so the timeline kept moving and we kept pouring more troops in and on the ground. And then pretty soon everyone wonders, like I did in Afghanistan in 2012, what's our mission here?
The secretary briefed reporters at the Pentagon. He was joined by Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Dan Kane, in that effort. The U.S. is pausing sanctions on Russian oil shipments for now. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clarkson with more details.
In a bid to stabilize global energy markets during the war against Iran, the Trump administration has announced a 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions. European leaders said now was not the time to relax sanctions against Moscow. And Ukrainian President Zelensky said the waiver was not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NASA has cleared its Artemis moon rocket for an April launch with four astronauts.
NASA's new moon rocket's been in the hangar for repairs, but now
all the teams pulled go to launch and fly Artemis 2 around the moon.
NASA's Lori Glaze.
It's a test flight, and it is not without risk, but our team and our hardware are ready.
Glaze says Artemis will roll back to the launch pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center next week. And while cautioning, there's still work to be done there.
We are on track for a launch as early as April 1st.
It'll mark humanity's first trip to the moon in more than 50 years, targeting a lunar landing for 2028. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers have killed an abortion bill in that state. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The measure would have held a woman who has an abortion criminally liable. No other state, even those which have banned or sharply curtailed abortion, has such a law. The issue has divided pro-life advocates both in Tennessee and across the nation. Some say such legislation is needed to further protect the life of the unborn baby. Others argue it would hurt the pro-life cause, pointing out that many women who have abortions do so under pressure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality. The legislation calls for punishing the promotion or financing of homosexuality as well. That's an attempt to crack down on LGBT advocacy groups. Laws proscribing homosexuality are actually common across Africa. In fact, more than 30 of its 54 countries criminalize same-sex sexual acts. Senegal joins countries like Kenya, Sierra Leone, and Tanzania. This is SRN News. Here's Seth Sutel with a look at the midday market minute.
Stocks are stabilizing some more on Wall Street as the price of oil eased back a bit. The S&P 500 gave up most of an early gain, but was still up 0.1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is on track for its third weekly loss in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 158 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.1% lower. The price of oil slipped back a bit to about $100 a barrel. That's still up close to 40% since the beginning of the month. If oil prices stay high, that could lead not only to higher costs for gas and other energy prices, but also higher inflation throughout the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Dow back into positive territory on Wall Street. Right now it's up by 14 points. NASDAQ still weighed down by oil price concerns. It's off 137 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.